tell me about the Spanish here. Did most people here grow up speaking both Spanish and English?
Yes, but we boys here in Encinal most always spoke Spanish.
But not
between ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I think we found it a little bit easier to...
their playmates mostly by Spanish,
and,
you know.
To carry on a conversation in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody talks Spanish.
Not everybody, but...
Well, all of the boys that I
know.
Yeah,
and lots of girls I know didn't speak Spanish.
No, mm-hmm. No. Well, some of them didn't speak it
as good as others.
But we learned the Spanish, and we talked it, and I studied it some in school,
mm-hmm.
and I've been studying it ever since because our Laredo paper has a Spanish section in it, and I try to read it just for trying to keep up with
mm-hmm.
the thing. And we would play marbles with the Mexican boys. We'd play baseball with them, and we'd fight with them and everything
mm-hmm.
like that, you know, just like kids do. And whether they're red, white, or blue, that's the way we were. There was no discrimination
mm-hmm.
in that way between us.
But you didn't go to the same school, though.
They had separate schools.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What percentage would you say of the population in Encinal was actually first-generation Mexican? Or
do you mean by Mexicans from Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Or people who...
Most of the people, the Spanish people there, the Mexicans, as we call them, the Latins, well, they were reared on this side.
Mm-hmm.
They were part that we, I guess, inherited in the when we made Texas an independent
mm-hmm.
republic, and then they lived here and their families, and they stayed here, and
mm-hmm.
that's where they're from. They never did learn any English to amount to anything up until now. They're beginning to learn a little. Some of them
mm-hmm.
don't
yeah.
care about going to school, and they're not learning.
So when you were young, if someone wanted to come here to work in a store or something like that, chances are they'd have to be speaking Spanish
yeah.
most of the time.
Just like Laredo might say now.
Mm-hmm.
Laredo, you pretty near have to speak Spanish in order to work there.
Mm-hmm. Did Laredo's about 38
miles from Encinal, about 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and when he was a boy, it was dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a day and a half maybe to go there by a wagon, you know, or buggy, whatever.
We went by train whenever we went.
Did you go very often?
Not very often.
Which was the bigger town? Encinal or Laredo?
Laredo, like it
Encinal has never been nothing but a cow town.
Uh-huh.
It's just been a headquarter for these ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
All of their cowboys and things had their family there in Encinal.
Mm-hmm.
And Laredo was quite a different. Laredo back there in those days, I guess, had 10,000-12,000, where Encinal maybe had 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. I don't know what Laredo had.
When they came here, I believe Laredo about
45 years ago. We'd go to Laredo when I was a boy and hire a bicycle for a nickel an hour and ride it and maybe ride across the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the little Mexican boys, maybe I shouldn't tell this, but they would curse us, you know, about
mm-hmm.
being gringos. And
About being what?
Gringos.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call the Americans, they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make on out like we didn't know what they were saying. Of course, we understood it. We could talk
mm-hmm.
Spanish as good, I guess, as they could. But we wasn't looking for any trouble, especially across that river, because you get in trouble over there, you're really in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd ride around those bicycles and come back and turn it in after our nickel was used up or something. And the streets wasn't paved in those days, and bicycle riding was a little bit harder than it is now.